Vanessa Carlton started her career intending to become a professional ballet dancer, but instead she decided to follow another dream, becoming a musician. She clearly made the right choice. Her 2002 debut album, Be Not Nobody, earned 3 Grammy nominations. You may remember this song, 1,000 Miles. 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. After the big debut, Vanessa Carlton recorded 2 more albums, and now she's back with a new one called Rabbits on the Run. For all you broken-hearted lovers lost, go find another one. 'Cause you know time won't wait and you'll be late. White rabbits on the run. Vanessa Carlton joins me in our Washington studios. Welcome.
Thank you.
You went to New York to study ballet. You were just like a kid.
I didn't think so, though, you know.
You thought you were a grown-up lady.
A little big for my britches, walking around Lincoln Center at 14. Some of the most transformative, wonderful years of my life, and also very pressure-filled, and I kind of stopped going to my classes and started writing these songs.
Let's listen to a little bit of Hear the Bells. Stealing glances through the keyhole in a brick-walled wooden door. Chains are keeping quiet secrets from 200-year-old folklore. In the graveyard on Elizabeth, where no one ever goes. Kneel and pray to a gravestone, but the gravestone never tells. Hear the bells.
That's very beautiful and sort of spooky. Praying to a
creepy
gravestone.
It's what I do on my Friday nights. One of my favorite spots in the world, actually, is the cemetery on Elizabeth Street, a couple blocks from my house. And I feel like there's something majestic about it. I was very sick and hanging out at that Elizabeth Cemetery, and it was extremely helpful in getting me better.
When you write something like this, do you start with the lyric?
On this song, I started with the music. When I'm thinking of a melody, I'm thinking of how a dancer is moving to it. I also love waltzes so much, so I always try and have one waltz on a record.
About Stevie Nicks. You opened for Stevie Nicks in concerts. Stevie Nicks sings on one of your albums. Do you sort of see yourself as a latter-day, or she is a latter-day Stevie Nicks, I guess, but does she still inspire?
Absolutely. I learn so much from her. Musically, she is extraordinarily talented, and she has played a huge part in my creative life, and I'm lucky to know her. In addition to that, I'll just say she is a master sequencer, which is picking the order of the songs on a record. It's so difficult, and she's super good at it. And she sequenced Rabbits on the Run for me.
Another song, I Don't Want to Be a Bride. I read on one of the things that, one of the reviews that you said, it reminded you of a Johnny Cash song, that it had to be very compact, direct way to tell a story. I like your company. You got a fresh philosophy, never knew such a gentleman. You could take me on a cheap vacation. I don't want to have expectations, 'cause you be the end of me. Johnny Cash is a master lyricist, and part of that is the way he gets all those searing details that shape the story and that make you never forget it, that connect you with it. They're epic stories in these short little
compressed
musical
form,
songs.
Yeah.
And it's so difficult. I had like 12 non-spaced typed pages, 12 to 13, of lyrics for I Don't Want to Be a Ride. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but if you look, I mean, considering how much space is in the song to sing, it was daunting.
You have a choir in there.
I do. They're so lovely and spooky. The Capitol Children's Choir, we recorded them at Abbey Road.
Wow.
The first time at Abbey Road. And they sang that triumphant lyric at the end of I Don't Want to Be a Bride, which is the point of that song, which is we will live like kings under lavender skies.
Created, I guess, a sort of a different sound for this album from the previous ones.
I was inspired by my vinyl collection that my parents gave to me. And the way that you're supposed to listen to this is vinyl, because we recorded it analog. It might as well have been 1974. When I put the test pressing on of the record, I was like, I can listen to this, and then I can put on a Fleetwood Mac record, and then I could put on my Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young record, then I can put on my Ricky Lee Jones. And that was my goal, is to live in that wonderfully honest and simple time musically.
Vanessa Carlton, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
God rest his head, Sunday.
Vanessa Carlton's new album, Rabbits on the Run, is out on Tuesday, and you can hear more songs from the album at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.